Okay, today's daf is Bava Kama daf Chav Tes. And as I said yesterday, from today and tomorrow, I'll be doing the daf here, and then I'll be giving shiurim for a week in America. Any of our listeners in Teaneck, I'll be there from the Shabbos if anybody wants to get together. But today and tomorrow we're here, and Menachem Kagan's daf will be online, hopefully, Hashem, starting from Wednesday through Wednesday. Then I'll be back next Thursday. Bezrat Hashem. Okay, and we hope to have one live shiur for Project Sinai from next week at some point. I think it'll be on the website, in terms of having a shiur related to the daf, but not on the daf, sometime next week, either Monday or Tuesday, that I'll be giving from New York. So hopefully that will be publicized. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Reb Elazar. Amar Reb Elazar, about five lines before the two dots on Chav Chesem Beis. So we were talking about how the different cases about people leaving their items in Rishus HaRabim and it's causing damage. What was the Pshat of the Mishnah? Machlokos between Rav and Shmuel we had, which we'll get back to Brother Shem tomorrow again. That'll be the another time where Rav and Shmuel comes up. But Amar Belazar, Lo Shanu Elosh and Niskal Be'Evin V'Nashuv Be'Evin. What's the case where somebody where somebody leaves their item in Rishus HaRabim and their Chayiv, that only if the person trips over the stone and gets hurt by the stone. But if somebody falls, trips on the ground before he gets to the stone, and then he falls and he gets hurt from the stone, so the Baal HaEvan is going to be Pater. Come on, Deloka Rab Nasan. This is against Rab Nasan, who's going to come up later in the Mesachta. Rab Nasan holds that, let's say you have an ox that pushed somebody's ox into a pit. So there's a combination Ezek. There's a Baal HaBor and there's a Baal HaShor. So in that case, Rab Nasan holds that if one person cannot pay up, so you go to the other person automatically. There's a combination mazik, and therefore you can basically go, you get paid by either one. So this version of Reb Elazar seems to say that's not true, because if there's a bala karka, there's a bala evan, but there's a bala karka, it's just which is a rabbin, but if somebody is niskal in the karka, the bala evan is pater. So that's not like Reb Nasan, who always says you go by the each person to try to collect from them, and here you don't say that. Ikadamri, or the other version is Amar Balazar, Lo Tema Beniskal Be'Evin Nashav Be'Evin Hudemachayiv. Not only if everything is done by the stone, Avol Niskal Be'Karkav Nashav Be'Evin Pater, but if you would have tripped up on the ground and then got hurt by the rock Pater, Ela Afilu, even the other case, Niskal Be'Karkav Nashav Be'Evin Chayiv, even if you trip on the ground and fall on the rock and then get hurt by the rock, Chayiv, come on, Kirab Nasan. That would be like Rab Nasan, that you could always go to the each mazik in order to collect. Okay, now we get back to the Mishnah on the previous on the bottom, where the Tanakhama said, again, let's review the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, the Tanakhama holds that if your cod breaks in Rishus HaRabim, if a barrel of water, and it breaks, and then somebody slips either on the water or on one of the shards of your barrel, you got to be chayiv, period. No distinctions made according to the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda has a distinction. If you had kavana, chayiv, you didn't have kavana, your pater. So what does that mean? Kavana for what? And who had kavana? Kavana your chayiv, shlo kavana your pater. So we're going to have a couple of possibilities in the Gemara. Number one, Amar Rabba. Hechidami miskavin. So what's that? What kind of kavana are we talking about here? So Amar Rabba. Rabba suggests, bimiskavin lohorida lamata mikseifo. What's the case that we're talking about? A case where you had kavana to bring it down from your shoulder. Meaning you had a barrel of water on your shoulder. As you're bringing it down, that's when it broke. Meaning normal behavior. Miskavin means you're doing something and, you know, so it broke. Lamata mikseifo. The Rabbeinu Parrot says, kol shekein in a regular case. If you're just carrying it and you tripped and it broke, that's for sure also included. But even in a case where you're just bringing the barrel down from your shoulder and it broke, that's this case of miskavin. And that's what the Rabbeinu Parrot says. I'll just read it to you. L'rabusa nakat. Even that case, what's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? As we're going to see later on in the Gemara, posheya niskal posheya hu or not. If somebody falls in the ground, trips, falls, something happens in the Rishus HaRabim, is that considered negligence? Niskal posheya hu or not? Which we'll talk more about the machlokas a little bit later, but that's the suggestion right now. Rabba says that Rabbi Yehuda shita of miskavin means that if you're, as you're taking it down, it breaks, so then he is a posheya. Niskal posheya posheyahu. What's the case of Shalom Miskavin? What's the case of Shalom Miskavin? If it kind of just disintegrates while it's on the guy's shoulder, it just falls apart while it's on his shoulder, he wasn't doing anything. He wasn't niskal at all. He didn't trip. He wasn't in the middle of taking it down. He just, it kind of, you know, falls apart on top. That would be ones gamur. As Tosfos would read this Gemara, and therefore he'd be potter. As we said 2 days ago, Tosfos Shita is by ones gamur. Tosfos is, even Adam Amazik is potter. So that's this case. That's Rabbi Shita and Rabbi Huda, that if you're bringing it down, that is niskal posheahu, and that's why you're chayiv. Amar le Abaya, that's Rabbi Huda Shita. Remember, Rabbi Meir is even more chamer. Amar le Abaya Mechad Mechayiv Rabbi Meir Afilu Nifshara. Is Rabbi Meir Mechayiv even if it just disintegrates on the guy's shoulder? If it just falls apart, is that really true? Rabbi Meir would be so extreme. Amar le In, yes. Mechayiv Hayir Rabbi Meir Afilu Azna Biyado. Rabbi Meir is Mechayiv even if the only thing left in your hand is the handle of the jug. If it's a big jug and it totally falls apart, everything's all over, and you're just left holding the handle. Even the Aramir would say Chayef. That's his Shita, and that's the Tanakamu, who just says Chayef without any distinctions. Ask the Gemara, Amai, but how would Rameir be b'chayef in that case? V'nilanara lo sasa davar. I'm sorry, Amai, onusu. V'onis rachmana patre. What do you mean? Isn't that a case of ones? Right? And ones rachmana patre, according to Tosfos, if it's it beautifully. Right? What do you mean? Onis gamur rachmana patre, and therefore, why would you be chayiv? How would the Ramban read this Gemara? You have to figure out a way. Because remember, the Ramban holds in Bamitzia that even onis gamur adam mazik is chayiv. And the only case is your patur is maybe a case where it's the other guy's fault. Right? Something like that. See, he has to work out this case. Why would it be? But either way, let's continue the Gemara. So why would Rameir be mechayiv if the old barrel just disintegrates on the shoulder and he's left with a handle? That's a total ones. It says by a woman who is ne'enas that she doesn't get a punishment. Nothing happens to her. It's just the ma'anes. There's a lot to say on this line, but first let's just finish the whole section. And if you want to say that when is there a p'tur for ones by misa? Right, what's the case where a woman is ne'enas, so the man is chayiv misa, and the woman is not? But if you want to say regarding nezek, you'd be chayiv, and there wouldn't be any distinctions. But Tanya, that's not true, because we have a brisa where Rabbi Meir holds of a patur by ones. That's why it's going to be a problem with this interpretation of our Mishnah. But Tanya, the brisa says, nishbra kad de below silko. If your kad breaks and you didn't remove it, nafal gamlo below hamido, or your camel falls down and you didn't lift up your camel, and then somebody gets hurt on your shard or on your camel, Rabbi Meir mechayiv behezekon v'chamomim. Rabbi Meir says mechayiv, and Acham say patur b'dini adam v'chayiv b'dini shamayim. Rabbi Acham say you're patur b'dini adam because you know it fell down, as we'll see what the svara is, and chayiv b'dini shamayim, as the Gemara is going to explain later on, because you didn't remove your property. But says the Brisa, umodim chachamim l'Rabbi Meir. The chachamim though would admit to Rabbi Meir that you are chayiv in the following case. Avno sakino masao, if you left your dangerous item, your stone, your knife, or your bundle, shehinichan barosh gago, you left it on the top of your roof. Remember, roofs in those days were much more used. They weren't slanted. People used to do things on the roof. So if you left them barosh gago, v'nafal baruch matzuya, and they fell down in a very common, normal wind, v'hiziko, and they did damage, you're chayiv. So in that case, you're going to be chayiv. The chachamim agreed to Rabbi Meir, because there that's a total, basically a total pshia. And the other way, but Rameir admits to the Rabbanon that you're going to be patur b'male kankanim alagag. If you bring kankanim alagag, big jugs on the roof, almanas lagnagba, and you wanted to dry them out, right? You leave them on the roof. V'naflu baruch she'enim mitsuya, and they fall down with an unusual wind. V'hiziku shu patur, and you're patur in that case? Question mark. So that's the case. You see, Rameir admits that by a total ones gamur, by the case of baruch she'enim mitsuya, you're going to be patur. So we're back to this. We're back to the question: what's the pshat of our Mishnah? We gave the pshat of our Mishnah suggestion that when Rabbi Yehuda says miskavin chayiv shalom miskavin potur, miskavin means when you had kavanah to bring it down, even just to put it down, and it breaks, and it's niskal posheahu, which would mean Rabbi Meir is even more machmir that even in a case where it's just up on your back, you didn't do anything. But he would. That's an onis gamur. Why would you say chayiv in that case? So that's why we're going to have to modify what the shmachlokas is in the Mishnah. Okay, so let's stop there for a minute and talk for a few minutes about the principle of ones. So ones, couple of points. First, we know this v'lanaro lo sasa davar is the case of ones. If you do a ma'isa averba, ones is not counted as a you don't get punished. You don't get punished for it. This is even one of the big three. One of the big three where I have to give my life for. What if I couldn't do it? If I didn't have the moral wherewithal to stand up and I bow down to the Avodah Zarah, or I do Gilei Arayos. What if I couldn't do it? So what's the halacha? Says the Rambam in two places. Number one, Hilchas Sanhedrin. Call me, Perachav Halacha Beis. Call me Sha'aser Davar Shechayav and Alav Misas Bezdin Ba'ones Ein Bezdin Ma Misanoso. If anybody does an avera that's your high Misas Bezdin, they do it Ba'ones. Bezdin does not kill you. You're Ba'ones. V'afilu Haya Mitzvah Sheyehareg Val Yavar. Even if it's one of the big three, Afal Pisha Chilal Es Hashem. Even though you did a Chilal Hashem, right? You're supposed to give your life to the big three. Hoel v'hu anus eino neharag. You don't get killed. Why? Shenemar ar pasik v'lanar elasaser dover zuasar lebezdin shelo yanshu ha'anus. Right. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin that you're not killed. The Rambam repeats this as well in Hilchas Yisod Torah, where all the halachas of Kiddush Hashem are a little more expansive there. Both sides. Call me shenemar bo yavar v'al yeharig v'neharag v'lo avar. Where any of the cases, what about non-big three? Non-big three, and you're not supposed to give your life, but you give your life. V'nerek v'lo avar, says the Rambam, Yechayev Misa. You already gave your life. But Yechayev Misa. Harizim is Chayev Anavsho. Right? You know, so you can't give your life. Right? This is the Rambam sheet. This is Machlokas Rishonim. Whether you can volunteer Yeharek V'al Yavar. The Rambam says, no. V'chom Mishneh Mabar Yeharek V'al Yavar. V'nerek v'lo avar. And if it's one of the big three and you gave your life, Harizim Kidesh Es Hashem. V'imha Yasar Miyisrael Harizim Kidesh Hashem Barabim. K'daniel Chananim Shav Azarya Akiva V'chaveirav. V'elohin Eruge Malchus She'ein Ma'ala Al Ma'alatam. This is the Ruge Malchus, somebody who's Rachman al-Hassan is a martyr. There's no Milo greater, says the Rambam. Quotes a few psukim, and then he says, V'chol mishneh merbo yaharig v'al yava, v'avar v'lo nerag, hari z'chil as Hashem, as he said in Hilchas Sanhedrin. V'mhaya ba'asar v'yisrael, hari z'chil as Hashem barabim, u'bitel mitzvah asay, shehi kiddush Hashem, v'avar mitzvah lo z'asay, shehi chil Hashem, v'yaf al pi kein, mevnei sh'avar ba'ones, ein malkin oso. So again, the Rambam says here, if somebody violates Rachman al-Hassan, one of the big three, then it is an ones, therefore there is no punishment, even though he was Mechalel Hashem. Rabbi Chanan, in the beginning of Subas, has a few pieces talking about ones. The major issue that he discusses, which many others talk about as well, how do you look at a Maisa Averba ones? Right, we had a discussion yesterday, a few days ago, about Misasek, Lachlokos Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nesivas. Is it a Maisa Avera with a Ptur, or is it not even a Maisa Avera? The same exact Hakira is said here by various Achronim, Rabbi Chanan here in the beginning of Subas, in the Kovach Yerim. How do you look at a Maisa Avera? Is a Maisa Avera a not even a Maisa Avera? Or is it a Maisa Avera, but you're going to be Pater? What the language of all those Rambams? Bezin doesn't kill you. Bezin doesn't kill you. So it sounds like, if you want to just read it, Ein Lecha Ba'el Chidusha, that it is a Maisa Avera. You're just not going to get punished for it. That's what it sounds like from those Rambams. But Rabbi Chanan says there's another Rambam. And two halachas later, that seems to imply otherwise, that it's not even a Maisa Aveira. Which Rambam? As follows. Let's say somebody, Rachman al-Slan, is sick. Misha chalav anatalamus. Va'amah harofim shirufu asu b'dara ploni miyisurim b'tar shebetara osinlo. Right? Unless you eat this piece of treif, you're going to die. So you're allowed to eat the piece of treif. Yet to be mechal Shabbos. Umis rabin b'chol yisurim shebetara b'makam zakana. But what does the Gemara say? Imsachim and in Sanhedrin, except for the big three. What if the only way a person can get better if he eats something from an Asherah tree? That's what he has to eat to get better. So what's the halacha? Says the Rambam, you're not allowed to do that. Ein misrapin bahen. Ve'im avar v'nisrape, what if you use the Asherah tree to get better? Onshin oso bezdin onesh haro'ilo. You get punished for it. Answer b'chanan, 1 second. I thought, ma'is aver ba'ones, you're not punished. How can you say three halachas earlier that if somebody forces you to do an Avera, then you do it, you're Mechal Hashem, but you're not going to get punished. Three halachas later, if somebody's sick and he eats from the Asherah tree, he says, Rabbi Chanan, if an Ones is a Maisa Avera with a Peter Onshim, it shouldn't make a difference. Both of them are Maisa Averas. You did it because you were Ones, then it shouldn't make a difference. But, says Rabbi Chanan, if you say that Ones is usually, it's not even a Maisa Avera, or it's not an Avera that's connected to you, those are two formulations, but either one, then you might have a chiluk. Because in the case of being sick, you did the act willingly. The situation was ones. You didn't want to be sick, but you did the act willingly, so it's hard to call that not a Maisa Avera. So there, that could be called a Maisa Avera. Oh, we're sorry you had to do it, but it's still called a Maisa Avera. Mashaken in the other cases where it was total force, so then that wouldn't be a Maisa Avera at all. So that is a big discussion in Yehari Valyavar, those three cases. Rabbi Yosef Engel, as is his wont, as you would have guessed, has a discussion of this, and he quotes all the Marmakomos is in Beis HaOtzar Klal Chavdalet. Yesh l'estabe chodekayim lan onish rachana patri. Mu raklin yipter adam, deina la adam shem onish. Aval etza maisa aveira hi, o dilma, gam etza maisa aveira. In chashuva aveira, kol shayisa ba onish. And he did nothing. L'may nafgamina, mitzvah ba aveira. Let's see, he did a mitzvah through a maisa aveira ba'ones. Is that labeled as a mitzvah ba'aveira? What if you did an act ba'ones on Shabbos? Are you allowed to get benefit from it? So again, we know if it was even a shogeg, there might be problems with getting benefit from it. Let's say there was a fire lit on Shabbos. You could use it for Abdullah. So we require a nair that was done and aveira was done too, so you can't use that for Abdullah. So another afkaminis. So classically, the Beis Ozer says, you know what? I think this is machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Where's our machlokas Rav and Shmuel? So you have to know how to read Gemaras. Later on in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Tes, where it talks about a Shor Ha'itzdin. What's a Shor Ha'itzdin? An animal that you train, that they used to train, let's say, to be in the Roman Colosseums, right? An ox which they used to train to kill people. Shor Ha'itzdin. So that Shor Chayiv Misa when he kills somebody. He was trained. So Rav says, Eino chayev misa. The Mishnah says he's not chayev misa because ki yigach vo sheyagichuhu, right? Only if he gores, but not if he's trained to gore. Can you bring him as a carbon? Can you bring this animal as a carbon? That's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says kasher. Shmuel says pasul. Listen to the language of the Gemara. Rav amar kasher anusu. Shmuel amar pasul hare nevet bo aveira. What's the machlokas about? He says it's our goof of the case. According to Rav, it's maisa veira b'onis. It's not even a maisa. That's why it's kosher al gabei mizbeach. Shmuel says, "Hey, nevda ba'aveira. He did it. So what was nanas?" So that's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. He says, "Unless you say this machlokas is about what we discussed a few days ago, does the animals have yetzaharis, and do we have to punish them or not? Maybe it's about that." But he said, "This is his suggestion," and he quotes other suggestions as well. But this is a big discussion in Rabbi Yosef Engel. One final discussion, and this is something that has come up in the past, which is a fascinating discussion, and that is related to Rabbi Chanan's point of a Maisa Aveira that's done, the situation is Ones, while the Maisa is Baratzon. Again, all the action on today's daf is at the beginning and at the end. So we're going to do a lot now, and then we'll do most of the daf, and then it's going to come up again at the end. Some more action. But again, this is Maisa. So let's say this case. The case of a person who was sick. So the situation is Ba'ones, but the act is Baratzon. So you get punished for that. So there's a discussion in the Achronim. We quote this from the Maharik, the Chachmash, the Node of Yehuda, and the Chachmash Shlomo, the three Shitas. Let's start off with the Maharik. The Maharik has the case of Omer Mutter, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Raman Eben Ezer. Let's say a woman is Omer Mutter. She's Mizana, but she says, "I didn't know you weren't allowed to be Mizana. I didn't know that. I thought Judaism believes in open marriages." So is she Asur Labayla? So says the Maharik, yes, she's Asur Labayla. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because Asur Labayla is a mechayev of the me'ila against one's husband. Not just a me'ila against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umala bo ma'al, and she was ma'al against her husband. It was a rebellious act against her husband. That's enough for Asur Labayla. That's what the Maharik says. And then he goes on to prove it from Esther Amalka. Esther Amalka, what does the Gemara say? Kasher avadati avadati. Up until now, Esther says, "I was ba'ones, now I'm going to Achashverosh Baratzon." So what do you see from that Gemara? She became Neseros HaBaila. Why? It was ones. Says the Maharik, it doesn't matter. It was still, once you have a Maisa's Nus Baratzon, it doesn't matter if the situation was ones, it's going to be Asur LaBaila. And as she quotes, also the two women that was discussed in the Achronim, Esther and who else? Was the other woman that's discussed in the Achronim about Maisa Aveira Beratzon, situation of Ones? Yael. Yael Eishes Chayv Arkeni. Yael was Sisera. So if you look in the Gemara, it just says, if you look in the Pasuk in Shoftim, she just stuck a peg into his head. But if you look in the Gemara Darshins in Nazar Chaf Gimel, just she was Mizana with him a bunch of times to tire him out, and then he was tired, and then she was able to kill him. So again, the Gemara doesn't say there that she was Neseros HaBaila. But the Maharik assumes, who I did? She must have become Neseros HaBaila. So the Maharik's Shita is, in a case of a Maisa's Nus, Beratzon, with a situation of Ones, it's Mutter. Esther was allowed to do it. Esther wasn't allowed to do it? Well, you know what Maharik says? She wouldn't have gotten Ruach HaKodesh if she did something wrong. Right? It says that she got Ruach HaKodesh. So she must have been allowed to do it. But you know what? She was Esther Labayla. What could you do? Because it was a Maisa Aveira Beratzon. It was Aveira Beratzon. That is the Shita of the Maharik. The Node of Yehuda He is in the middle, as we'll see. The Nodabi Yehuda is one of the extremes. The Nodabi Yehuda has a tragic tshuva where he talks about, I'll tell you where it is, in Yoredeya, Kuf Samach, Kuf Nun Tes through Kuf Samach Aleph, they're all one case. Guf Adin Zeh, what's the case? Where's the, what does he tell the story? If I can't find it. Anashim Anashim Shahalchu Baderech. There was a family, there was a whole group of people that were traveling. V'kama Lehem, Arkalistim, Echad Basadim, Chaburis Listim, Shekamosu Laharogas Kulam. Right, there was a bunch of pirates, a bunch of bandits that caught this whole group. They were going to kill all the Jews. V'kama Isha Achas Mehem, Isha Yifas Tor Ma'od, V'hizchil Lishtadalam Ish, Rosh Halistim, Bidvarim, Achipitato V'chalkas, Lashona, Shudis Avila, Venivala, Biyarman Atsad, Vaidekeni Tzila, as Bailim Kol Nefashos. A woman went herself and seduced the head of this bandit and was able to be Mizana with him, and in that way saved the entire group of Jews. Vupasak Bitshuva, Hahi, the Shaper Avda, and this questioner said that she did the right thing. U Mitzvah Rabba Avda, Sheshitatul Zela Hatzal Nefashos. But still, Neser Zabaila. What's the Raya from Esther Amalka? Right? So now the Nodabi Yehuda, it's in your court. What are you paskin? Says the Nodabi Yehuda, she shouldn't have done it. Not only is she Nesar Zabaila, but she shouldn't have done it. Why? Because Esther Hamalka was Lahatzalas Kol Yisrael. That was different. But here, Rachmana Litzlan, maybe so, but it's similar, says the Nodabi Yehuda. What happens if somebody comes and says to a group of Jews, we paskin, you know, give me one of you to be killed, or I'm going to kill all of you. What's the halacha? You have to all be killed. Unless there's one person that's chayiv misa, like Shemib ben Bichri, says the Rambam. But if there's no person that's chayiv misa, you got to all be killed. What can you do? Rachmana Litzlan. You can't offer up one Jew's life for any other Jew. So here too says the Nodabi Yehuda, right? So he says you have to give it up. Esther was different. Shiny Kol Yisrael. That's the Nodabi Yehuda on one extreme. It's usher to do, and you become usher l'bayla. The Chachma, the Marik is in the middle. It is mutter to do, become an usher l'bayla. And finally, you have the third sheet, and that's the Chachma Shlomo and Shulchan Aruch. Chachma Shlomo and Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter to do, and she's not usher l'bayla in these kinds of cases. And what's the raya from Ya'el? Because the Gemara never said that Ya'el was usher to her husband. Ya'el Eishas Chaver Akeni, she's called. If she was usher l'bayla, she wouldn't be called Eishas Chaver Akeni anymore. She wouldn't be called that anymore in Shiras Dvorah. And also, what does the Gemara call that? An Avera Lishma, because she got Hana from it. What kind of Hana would she get if she was Nesar Osa Baila? Says the Chachma Shlomo. So it's like the last Chachma Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch and the end of the Evan Ezer. So he says that's, what about Esther? She was Nesar Osa Baila. So he says, because Esther was different. Because Esther, it wasn't immediate, and it wasn't for sure. Who said that she's Mazana with Achashverosh, you know, he's going to save the Jews? Maybe over time she's going to get in good with him, and in that way she'll be able to ask. That's why she became an Esar Zabaila, because it wasn't as direct. Here, you know, you do this act, Yael's going to do it, and she's going to kill Sisera. So it's direct. So all of that, through in Machlokas Rishonim, about Maisa Avera Viratzon, even though the situation is Ba'ones. The Nodabi Yehuda there even talks about, what about a case where, what if the husband sent her? Honey, go do it. Go save us. Even there, Rachmana Litzlan, the husband being mochel, but still it doesn't matter. Okay, so this is all related to the Onis Rachmana Patri discussion. Now back to Baba Kama. So what do we say? So the Mishnah had a case, right? Your items were left in Rishus HaRabim after they broke. So the Tana Kama says you're going to be responsible if somebody slips on your stuff. For the shards or for the water. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have kavana, you're going to be responsible. If not, not. What does kavana mean? So the first day we had, the day of Rabbah, Rabbah said, Rabbi Yehuda holds in a case where you had kavana to take it down, meaning even if you just did something by accident, still you're chayiv because of niskal posheya. And Rabbi Meir, we thought, held you're chayiv even if it's still on your back and it just disintegrated. So we just said that can't be because Rabbi Meir holds. You're potter in that case. So, sixth line, Ella Amar Abaya Batarti Pligi. Really, there's a double machlokas. Pligi b'shas nefilu, pligi lach nefilu. There's a machlokas at the time that it fell and after it fell. What does at the time that it fell mean? Look at the second line in Tosis, top Tosis. Kol kama delo havi le p'nai lesalek kari shas nefilu. As long as you didn't have time to clean it up yet, that's called shas nefilu. It doesn't have to be as it falls. As long as you didn't have time to clean it up yet, that's called shas nefilu. The Tosis rid thinks that Rashi holds ma m'shas nefilu, and therefore he argues with him. It's not clear exactly where Rashi sounds like he says Shas Nefila Mamish, but that's what the Tosas Rid had a Mesorah about that. And therefore he argues and says, no, Latosis is right. it's not going to feel. So pligi b'shas tefila. Reb Tana Kama and Reb Yehuda argue b'shas tefila when, what's the machlokas? B'niskal posheya, as we just said. Niskal posheya. When somebody trips or falls in Rishos HaRabim, is he considered a posheya? Mar sovereign niskal posheya hu, mar sovereign niskal la posheya hu. So the Tana Kama, Rabbi Meir says niskal posheya, therefore you're always chayef. And Rabbi Yehuda says niskal la posheya. No, you're not a posheya. And therefore, when you chayev, what does it mean, miskavin chayev, according to Yehuda? Miskavin chayev means if you had kavana to break something in Rosh Hashanah. Right, Rashi says, right across from where we are, Rakam Rabbi Yehuda, the miskavin l'shovra, if you had kavana to break something and you left it there, that's where you're going to be chayev. That's what miskavin means. But in a regular case of you tripped, that's not, niskal la posheyahu, therefore you're going to be potter. What's the machlokas about niskal posheyahu or not? So the Balamar here says that niskal posheyahu is because it's Adam Amazik. Adam Amazik is Miska Poshea, you're Adam Amazik. But Miska La Poshea is because we can't fault you for falling down. Your items left are bor, right, are bor, and bor is Pata for Onsen. And that's why Shas Nefila, when you didn't have a chance to pick it up yet, you're not going to be responsible.
But it's not a case of where you did direct damage.
It's not a case where you did direct damage.
Because then you have a problem.
Right, that, according to either one, it's not a case where you did direct damage. Correct. And that's the machlokas b'shas nefila. Pligi la'achar nefila, and we have a machlokas after nefila, meaning after you had time to pick up the shards, the mafkir nezakov. And that's the machlokas about whether you're still responsible when you are mafkir, you're nezakov, which is a rabim, as we had, it's going to be a machlokas later on between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, but here too it's a machlokas. Mar sovereign mafkir nezakov chayiv. Rabbi Meir says, right, your shards, you obviously don't want anymore, so you're mafkir them, you're still going to be chayiv, mar sovereign pater. And Rabbi Yehuda says, pater, that's the machlokas. Says the Gemara, umi mai, how do you know that the Mishnah is talking about a case of a double machlokas? Because it says two cases. What's the difference? What does the Mishnah have to say? He slipped on your water or he slipped on your shards. They're both your items. It must be two cases. So it's two separate cases, period. Says the Gemara, Umidimas Nisa Batarti, if the Mishnah is talking about two cases, Brisa Nami Batarti, the Brisa also must be talking about two cases. Which Brisa? The bottom of the previous Amud. Remember that Brisa? What did that Brisa say? The Brisa said if your cod broke and you didn't take away its shards, or if your camel fell down and you didn't pick up the camel, then the Remeir says Chayiv, and the Chacham say, Padim the other Bechayim Dinah Shemayim. So, says the Gemara, how could that be talking about two cases? Bishlam HaKado, when it comes to the jug, you could come up with two cases. Mishkachas la'o b'shas nefila o la'acha nefila. Right when you fell down before you took it away, and la'acha nefila. So you could have the cases of Niska Poshayahu and Mafka Nezakov. The double machlokas could work there. Ela gamla, but what about when your camel fell? Bishlam la'acha nefila, I understand what the machlokas could be, la'acha nefila. Meaning, after a while, if your camel fell, mishkachas la b'mafkir nevelaso, your camel died, and you left it there, and you didn't clean it up, and you were mafkir. That's the machlokas. Ela b'shas tefila yecha mishkachas la. But what's the machlokas about shas tefila? If your camel falls down, that's not niskal. That's your behema was niskal. But that's not niskal posheyahu. So what's the machlokas? If b'shas nefila, when your camel falls down. So Amar Avacha could go into Avra B'maya Derech Sarata Denara. Now the case is where your camel went down a path which was overflowed with water. But then a path with water. So your camel's so Rashi quotes Vu Posheahu Bakach Shilo Havi Derech Magol Niskal Kamalo. It's your problem because you shouldn't have taken your camel down this path, right? So that's why it is Niskal. It is your fault. The Gemara says, one second, hey Chidami, what's the case? If it's a case where you could have gone down another street, Poshiahu, then everybody should agree you're Poshia. It's your fault. Vita like a drach achrina, if there's no other way to get home, onus, so then you're an ones. So still, what's the machlokas? So you're right, forget the water case. This is the case. The askil va'askila begamla. The case is where, let's say you're leading your camel and you trip, and because you trip, the camel trips all over you. So it was a case of niskal. It was originally your fault. Period. So it was a double machlokas, both in the Mishnah and in the Brisa.
In the Mishnah, we explained that the first case was B'shas Nefila,
meaning Niska Poshea, and this is La'achar Nefila.
Right, the case of the water was B'shas Nefila.
Okay.
So the shark was La'achar Nefila.
Right.
Why can't we do the same thing here?
But here we have two cases. What you want to say, the Nishbara Kado is Shas Nefila, and the Chagam is La'achar Nefila. Interesting. I don't know. I don't know why. If the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, it doesn't say below silko and below whatever after each case. That must be it. Because the Mishnah just said if your cod breaks and somebody trips over the water or the charsis. Here it says your cod breaks and you didn't remove it. Your camel falls down and you didn't get rid of it. So it sounds like there's two separate cases there. Right? That's what I would assume why the Gemara tries to think it's two separate cases. Mafkin is Zaka Mai Miskavinika. Okay, so now we explain the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah. But one second, remember the language of Rabbi Yehuda? His language was Miskavin Chai Shalom Miskavin Pater. So what does that have to do with Mafkin Nizakov? Right, with the machlokas of Shalom B'Shas Nafila, how do you fit it into the words of the Mishnah? So Mai Miskavinika. So Amar of Yosef, when are you Chayiv? If he holds Mafkin Nizakov Pater, when are you Chayiv? Then Miskavin Lazakos B'Charaseha. When you had Kavana to be Zoche in the shards, B'Chayin Amar of Ash, Miskavin Lazakos B'Charaseha. So that's the case where Rabbi Yehuda says Chayiv. Period. Next. Rabbi Elazar Amar. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the machlokas and the brisa, right? With the shards and the camel, the Tanakama says chayiv, Rabbi Meir says chayiv, and the Chum say pater. So Rabbi Elazar Omer b'shas nefila machlokas. Rabbi Elazar said no. The machlokas is b'shas nefila. So what do we medai? Avalach nefila mai divrei akol pater. But after nefila, meaning after the time that you could have removed it, everybody would agree pater. Rabbi Meir d'machayiv. Rabbi Meir says chayiv. So that can't be a diuk. Elamai divrei akol chayiv. So what's the diuk? The machlokas is shas nefila, but everybody would say chayiv lach nefila. But you're about the patri. Rabbi say you're pater in that case. So elamai, what must Rabbi Elazar mean? B'shas nefila, af b'shas nefila. The kamashmalan kida abaya. No, he's saying even shas nefila, and he's just telling you that abaya is correct, that there is a double machlokas here. Again, what's the double machlokas? Machlokas A, vaniska poshea who are not, and B, whether mafkir nezakov is chayev or pater. That's the double machlokas. Says the Rif. The Rosh quotes it here also, but says the Rif, these aren't two independent machlokos. I think they're connected. And that's why we paskin like both in a certain way. Why? Says the Rosh quoting the Rif. Dahani tarti de pligi ba michad taimaninu. They're connected. Daha de pater Rabbi Yehuda b'mafkir nezakov. The fact that, why does Rabbi Yehuda say, you're pater if you're mafkir you're nezakov here? Because he holds niskal is la posheyahu. And when you fell down originally, you were ba'ones. Bahavi le mafkir nezakov lachan afilas ones. You were ba'ones, not your mafkir nezakov. So the whole thing is not your fault. You're ba'ones to start off, niskal la posheyahu, and therefore you're mafkir nezakov. That's why they're all connected in your pater. But if you would hold the original point was niskal posheyahu, then it was your fault at the beginning. So then you can't be mafkir nezakov after that. So there's a connection between the two machlokos. That is the sheet of the Rif, and that's maybe what's behind this. For kamash lekidah bayi, not just a double machlokas, but a connected machlokas. That's the Rif. The Rif, quoted in this Tosfos here in Pligi, but also quoted in the Rosh, holds as two separate machlokos. You could hold like one without. You could hold this kalaf posheahu and still hold mafkir nezakov is pater is chayiv. Right? They're not connected. It's an important machlokas. We've shown him whether these two arguments are connected or not. Fine. That was Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, la'ach nefila machlokas. The machlokas is la'ach nefila, meaning after you had time to clean it up. Mimafkin is akaf. Aval b'shas nefila mai. Divrei kol pater. What, b'shas nefila? So what would you say? Everybody's pater then? Fami to come, Rabbi Yochanan, come on. But it doesn't sound that way because Rabbi Yochanan said later on about a Mishnah. About which Mishnah? The Mishnah later on that we'll have in the Flamed Aleph. Two people walking, which is a rabbin. Imagine the case. Two people carrying heavy, fragile items. The first guy falls down, and he breaks his cup, and then the second guy bumps into him, and he falls down. So the first guy's going to be chayiv. So that's the Mishnah over there, which we're going to get to. The Shnei Kadarim case. So says the Rabbi Yochanan about that Mishnah. Lo tema mas nisan Rabbi Meir he to amr niskal posheahu. Don't say the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Meir. Who holds niskal posheahu? That's just the phrase he says about that Mishnah. But what do you see from that Mishnah? So there must be about machlokas about niskal posheahu. In other words, there must be a machlokas at shas nefila. Michlad Rameir Machayiv. So you can't say that we're medayik from Rabbi Yochanan's statement here. The machlokas is only la'achar nefila. But shas nefila is no machlokas. There is a machlokas. You see that from Rabbi Yochanan's comment about the later Mishnah. So elamai, diri kol chayiv. You should have the other case that everybody would agree is your chayiv in the case of shas nefila. No. But we cover the same thing. We cover Rabbi Yochanan, come on. Lotir matzizir revehi, damar nizka poshehu, michlad de patri rabbanan. It sounds like that statement of Rabbi Yochanan assumes there's a machlokas. So Ella, fine. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean by saying la'ach nefila machlokas? He's just telling you the following chiddush. Don't be medayik anything. Hakamash v'lan de'bach v'nezak of da'hacha hu de'padji rabbanan de'anasu. Here is a machlokas. Here is where the rabbanan say you are putter if you're masker nezakav. Why? Because you were onis when you originally fell down. You fell down. Your stuff broke. It wasn't your fault. And now if you're masker nezakav, you're going to be responsible. Ava, you're not going to be responsible. Ava, but what about a regular case? Let's say you go put your knife in Rosh Hashanah and say, it's free, it's hefker. So that's also the case of Mafkin Zakav, but the other Rabbanan are going to be Mechayiv. Aval Mafkin Zakav Da'alma Mechayivi. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan here, that only this Mafkin Zakav is a Machlokas, but a regular case of Mafkin Zakav, where it's totally your responsibility, the Rabbanan are going to agree to Rabbi Meir that it is Chayiv.
What's the Nezek in the
Mishnah
and
Mamadala? The Nezek? Sorry?
Hadra,
right? We're going to get to that. We have to get to that Mishnah. Okay, Itmar. Fighter. So Mafkin Zakav. So this case that we're talking about, Mafkin Zakav, you have your mafka, your dangerous items in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Chadam Rechayev, Chadam Repater. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, one says Chayev, one says Pater. Ma, Lema. So who says what? We don't know. Lema, Mandam Rechayev, Kiri Meir, Mandam Rechayev, Kiri Rabbanan. First of all, let's say this Machlokas Amoraim is a Machlokas Tanaim. Right, the one who says Chayev holds like Rabbi Meir. The one who says Pater holds like the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, no, Halib, Rabbi Meir, Kulay Amalo Pligi. According to Rabbi Meir, there's no argument. Meaning, according to Rabbi Meir says, even if you were niskal at the beginning, meaning it was like a semi-ones, you're still going to be chayv by Mafkin Zakav. So he's always going to say Mafkin Zakav is going to be chayv. Ki pligi libe derabanan. The machlokas is within the shita of the Rabbanan. Man de pater, the one who says pater kerabanan, the one who says Mafkin Zakav always holds like the Rabbanan, that Rabbanan always holds Mafkin Zakav is pater. Well, man de mechayv, the one who says here chayv, amalacha, he'll say no. I'm not amyafilu the Rabbanan. I could fit in even according to the Rabbanan Shita. Why? Ad kamapachi Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan patir in our cases, elabam afkin azakav da hacha, mishim da anasu. Here, if you tripped a case of niskal, and then that leads to a case where you should have cleaned it up, that's a case patir of mafkin azakav, because it started off as an ones. Avam afkin azakav da alma machayvi. But in a regular case of mafkin azakav, you are going to be chayv. Period. So now we figured out that it might not be a machlokas tanoim. But who says what? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan. One of them says Chayiv, one of them says Pater. So tis time to Rabbi Elazar Udamar Chayiv. Let's try to prove that Rabbi Elazar is the one that says that Mafkir Nezakov is going to be Chayiv. Why? Dabar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yishmael. Famous dinner of Rabbi Yishmael. Shnei Dvar Mayim Bershus Hashal Adam. Two items are not in the Rishus of a person. Va'asa'an Hakasav Kiilu Hein Bershuso. But the Torah made it, it's as if it's in your Rishus. Ve'elu Hein. Bar Bershus Arabim. The Chamis B'sheishos V'lamala. These two things don't. You don't. If you dig a hole in the street, you don't own that, but it's enough to be yours to be chayiv. The Ran says at the beginning of Psachim, the Torah calls you the balabar. You're the balabar, right? And therefore, it's really not yours. So, what do you see from there? Bar b'shus harabim. So b'shus harabim is Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. So you see, it must be that Mafkin Nezakav according to Rabbi Elazar is going to be chayiv because he calls this bar b'shus harabim. And the other one is chameis b'sheishos v'lamala. Tistayim and Chameis from 6 hours on Erev Pesach, that's also it's Asur Bahana, Rashi says, so it's not in your Rishus, but it's good enough yours to be responsible for it. There, to be responsible for what? For what? By Chameis. So Rashi here says, Bayerabai Matse. Rashi Shita is right here, go up a few lines, Bishay says Lamala, it's yours enough to violate Bayerabai Matse. This is Rashi Lashitasa. Rashi Imsachim Davdaram and Aleph holds, when does the Isra Bayerabai Matse kick in? Sheishos for the mala, right? This is not clear. We know that the Isser of eating chametz starts Erev Pesach. But what about Bayir Rabbi Matzei? That's not 100% clear. Rashi says on Daf Dalid, as he says here, Eino asim in Torah b'Bayir Rabbi Achila el Misheishos from 6 hours on. That's she. That's Rashi in both places. You look at the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam is not clear. At least doesn't seem to be clear. The Rambam seems to say, if you aren't about the yuchametz, hariza avar. And the sixth hour comes. Hariza aver abay lo yirav liyimatzei shehi lo biyav lo bitel ve'ina bito atam moa lo klum after 6 hours. Levisha ina brishuso va'akasev asao ki ilu hir brishuso lechayvo mishem bal yirav liyimatzei. What's the pashtus of the Rambam? Sounds pretty clear. Like Rashi, sounds like it. That's why the Ravid jumps on him. Ulai sover zeha machaber shu over mishishos v'lamala lo yirav liyimatzei ve'ino kein de shivas yamim ksiv shivas yamim lo yirav. Says the Magen Mishnah, the Ravid misunderstood the Rambam. The Rambam means, if you don't do it now, you're going to have Rabbi Yossi tonight. Here, you can't blame the Ravid. Right, it really sounds like that the Rambam means from 6 hours. But the Magen Mishnah assumes, not that the Kesem Mishnah also discusses it here. The question is, where did the Rambam get this from? Where does it say? It doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere. He violated by Rabbi Yossi. So Rashi thinks this is the Nafkamina. But this relates to a major discussion, and that is, we know there are three Isurim on Pesach. There's the Isur to eat chametz, Isur to get benefit from chametz, and Isur to have chametz in your house. Are those connected at all? Are those Isurim connected? Those three are separate Isurim. But is there any connection between them? So there is a discussion in some Rishonim that maybe the Isra of Al-Yura Ba'imatze is connected to the Isra of eating it. The famous Ran, on the first daf in the Ran in Psachim, the Ran says, Va'yura Ba'imatze is a siyag to oraisa for eating it. The Torah says you can't have it in your house, so you don't come to eat it. The Torah says you can't have it in your house, so you don't come to eating it. So obviously you see a connection. Rabbi Sachs points out a diak and a Rambam in the first parak in Chos Chamisu Matzah. Rabbi Sachs says, what does it say? Eino loke mishum... let me just find the Rambam in Perak Aleph Halacha Beis. Right, the first, second halacha. Chamis bePesach aser b'hana. Shema lo yiyecha chamis. Lo yiyeh bo heter achila. V'haminiyach chamis b'rshusa bePesach. If you leave chamis in your house, afal pisha lo achlo over b'shnei lavin. V'al yirabei matzeh. What do you mean, afal pi? You're violated by yirabei matzeh even though you didn't eat it. Yeah, so what do you mean, even? But sounds like there would have been a havamina that you would only violate if you ate it too. They would go together. It's a havamina. So from that havamina, but there's not only a havamina, there's a maskana. And this will finish, and then we'll continue. That is the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh in Simon Pei Aleph discusses the Isser and the concept of Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir Asa Menatorah. We pass in like Rabbi Yochanan in Meseches Yuma that says, even if I eat a half a kezias of treif, I violate an Issa Daraisa. I don't get punished, but I violate an Issa Daraisa. Chatzi Shir Asa Menatorah. Says the Shagas Aryeh, Chatzi Shir only applies by Isurei Achila. By Isurei Achila, you apply Chatzi Shir. Why? Because what's the Svar of Chatzi Shir? Chazil, it's tarufe. If I eat a half a kezias now, in 5 minutes from now I might eat another half a kezias. They could all combine to an iser. So even this is significant. Chazis yiras asem anatora. So it says the Shagas Aryeh that only applies to isurei achila. But for example, bal yura bayimatzei. What if I have a half a kezias of chametz in my house? Do I violate? Says the Shagas Aryeh, no. You don't violate because you have a half a kezias. This can never combine. Unless you get another half a kezias in 10 minutes. So you don't violate from now. You violate from then. It's not that this is chazil it's tarufe right now. So it doesn't apply to bal yura bayimatzei. Says the Maram Chalava in Psachim Behei, one of the less known Rishonim, he says, you violate by Rabbi Yimatze even on a half a kezias. Why? Just like the Isser Achila of Chametz is violated by half a kezias, so too by Rabbi Yimatze, you violate by half a kezias. So Halacha L'maisa, based on the connection between Isseri Achila and by Rabbi Yimatze, so now getting back to our issue, could be the svar behind Rashi and the Rambam. Well, by Rabbi Yimatze starts already from the sixth hour, because that's when the Isser Achila starts. If this Rachila starts then, so that could be why automatically Bal Yura Ba'imatze starts then as well. Okay, there's a lot more here also about the ownership on Yisuri Hana'a, but we don't have time for that right now. Rashi is important Rashi here, but look back at all the times we've discussed that in the past. Fine. So now we go. So what did we just say? We were Belazar is the one that holds Mafkin Zakav is Chayef. Belazar Hachi, did Belazar really say this? Amar Belazar Ifcha. Belazar says the opposite on Tamar's Daf. It's not. I hope it's like all of Rishus Rabim. Let's say there's a bunch of dung in Rishus Rabim, and you just move it from place to place. But who's like when Acher and somebody else gets damaged by your Chayv and Isko, your Chayv and the Nezek, Chayv and Isko. But Amar Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Lazar said about that Mishnah, Oshon Elishon Eskayim Lazakos Bahen, when are you Chayv? If you're Kavana to be Zocha in it, Avalon Eskayim Lazakos Bahen Pater. But if you didn't, then you're Pater. Am Mafkin Zaka Pater. Right, Alma, that even if you picked it up and you moved it, as long as you were mafker, you didn't have kavana to own it, you're pater. So how can we say he holds mafker to zakav chayiv? So answer, Amar vada barava, shech zirulam koma. No, the case is where you put the dung in the exact spot that it was when you found it. So you didn't do anything. Amar avina mashal vada barava lamada vardoma. What is that like? Lamoti bar magula. There's an open pit in Rishus Arabim. V'chiso, and you cover it. V'chadav gilo, and then you removed it. Right, so in that case, you're pater. So they ask the Gemara, no, Amalei Mar Zosha Breder of Mar Leravina Midami. You can't compare the cases. Hasam over the case by Bor Lois Taliglu Maisa Rishon. There's a pit. You cover it. You uncover it. Even when you cover it, there's a pit there. There's a pit there that's covered. So you didn't remove anything. So when you undo it, so it goes back to the first state. But Hacha by the dung is Taliglu Maisa Rishon. The second that you move it out of its place, the first guy's out of the picture. So what? You moved it back to the same place. You should be chayiv in that case. Hello, dummy. What's the case similar to? Alamosi bar magula v'tamama. Let's say there's a bar that you filled up with dirt. Chazer v'chafra. And then you dug it again. So then we would say that the first maisa is finished and it's in your rishus. So that can't be the svara. We're back to the original question. How could Rabbi Elazar be the one that says mafkir nizakav is chayiv? He says here pater. El amar avashi. Why you pater here? Not because you put it in the same place. No, you lifted it up less than 3 tefachim. So you never did a kinyan on it in the first place. Right? The Rishonim here discussed. We don't have time for it now. Look at Tosas, look at the Rashba. Whether you can prove in this Gemara that a normal kinyan abba needs 3 tefachim or not. Either way, the Gemara says, here you lifted it up less than 3 tefachim. Period. Umay duke der balazer lo uk make going to have khala fakhos be game over time the khin is kavin lazakos ba ha aim is kavin lazakos ba lo. What the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says if you move dung and just rabbi you going to be khaif. So what did Belazar say? It's a case where you didn't pick it up three tvachim, and therefore if you have kavan lazakos ba you're going to be khaif. Why did he come up with such a backwards case? Just say the Mishnah is a case where you picked it up three tvachim, and you're chayiv, because you picked it up three tvachim. You have to say it's a case where you didn't pick it up three tvachim, and therefore if you have kavan lazakos bo, you're going to be chayiv, but if not, not. Say lukma lamal migimel, just straightforward. Why doesn't he interpret the Mishnah as you picked it up above three tvachim? The alvagav delon is kavan lazakos apat chayiv, and even if you don't have kavanah, because you picked it up. So Gemara says, Amar Rava masisa kishite. Now the Mishnah's language bothers him. My arya hafach, listen higbia. Why does he say hafach? Just say higbia, lifted it up. He understood that word hafak is talking about less than three tfachim. That's why he didn't say higbiya, period. So at this point, we still think Rabbi Elazar is the one that holds hamafkin azakav is chayiv, and because of that, umidur Rabbi Elazar, amar chayiv, Rabbi Yochanan amar pater. Rabbi Yochanan must be the one who says hamafkin azakav is going to be pater. Does he really say that? We will have to see tomorrow as it's going to switch lamaskana. Tomorrow we'll continue with Chassidim Rishonim. We'll get into how do you become a Chassid, Mili de Avos, Mili de Brachos, Mili de Nezikin, that's tomorrow's daf, and other items that come up. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue.